What's up, everybody? I'm George Mossy. This is the George Mossy Show, and I've been on a break. I've been on a little hiatus, and Gina and I are back, and we're excited to be back, right? We've been in communication the whole time, right? Like we've been talking the whole time, but Gina, it's been weird not doing this together, right?
It has been really weird, and welcome to the party. So I'm looking forward to everybody's feedback on this and what we're doing today and what we're going to be discussing today because we're in it for the long haul.
Well, I can't hold water. I posted on my story that we were doing this. So everybody knows we're
Yes.
talking some Love Island season 7. And it's funny because I was on 90 Day Fiancé Fridays, Gina as well. We were on with Shibuti and we were discussing Love Island because there was this huge influx of information. And we found out that Megan Thee Stallion had made an appearance on the show. And that spilled over into the 90 Day Fiancé Fridays podcast. And Gina was like, hey, that show looks good. And I was like, hey, you're right. We should be watching that show, right?
Well, first, I was kind of hesitant just because I've never watched the prior seasons of Love Island. I'm like, oh my gosh, I'll take one for the team. I will watch the first episode, season one, like season seven, which we're on this year, season seven and episode one, and I will report back. And here I thought it was going to be a whole bunch of influencers, models, everybody else under the sun, wannabes. That was my presumption going in of watching this, and boy, was I wrong. I was wrong.
There are some pretty
There are a few. There are a few, but
there
they're not all.
people, but some of them have good jobs, right? Like
Exactly.
that made it a little different because Nick, who was one of the openers of the show, is a nurse. And there's a lot of people with pretty decent jobs in marketing and in finance and pretty decent careers. They're not
Alandria is like works for an elevator company, I think, or an escalator company, something like that.
That's hot, right? That
Yep.
I'm like, okay, so before we get into like what we think of each cast member, I want to spend a little bit of time talking about Ulyssa because she was a very, very short-lived cast member. And you brought it to my attention. We were okay, so Gina, you were right. You started the show and you reported back to the group chat and you were like, oh my God, you have to watch it. And then we
Yes.
start watching it. And then Gina texts me like after episode two, maybe. Or three, and you were like, hey, where the hell did Alyssa go? Or, and I'm like,
Yeah. I needed you to catch up so I can send you all the memes, all the reels. And then when you caught up and be like, did you notice that Yolissa wasn't on there anymore without
and Gina, I didn't,
anything?
and Gina, I didn't notice. I didn't even realize that. What was his name? Ace? Ace? Was it Ace she was with?
Yes.
He ended up single on the next episode
Yes.
with
And I'm
Mia.
like, he's now single. Wait, what happened? Like, where is
So the drama came in because Ulyssa did a podcast, one of these, right? Not ours though, because we don't do what she did, but she did a podcast and she freely used the N-word very freely on this podcast and it resurfaced. Because once you go on a show that's the biggest show in the world, anything that you've ever done is going to resurface. So people found this out, and the producers didn't feel it was necessary to announce her exit. They just removed her from the show like she never was there. And Gina, you caught it before I did because I was like, you're right. There was a girl named Ulyssa. I thought she was pretty. She was with Ace. She was coupled up. She was a part of this. And then all of a sudden, the very next episode, absolutely no explanation. She's gone. So apparently, they have a zero tolerance policy for racist comments. So, and I think you have to be really careful too, when you do podcasts or you do like uncensored off the record type stuff, like maybe you make a TikTok and I've seen people get in trouble for like mouthing the word. Like, you know how you on TikTok, they'll use other people's audio and then you just lip sync it. You can get in trouble for that. So Alyssa, she ruined a really good opportunity because let's be real, being on this show is like gonna catapult you into stardom. Hoda has a 500,000 followers, if I'm not mistaken. And I think somebody, I don't remember the specific cast member, got 1 million followers from the season that they did. So she fumbled on the play. She definitely ruined her chances of whatever this could have been for her.
Exactly. So,
So
but you don't think your past is going to come back and bite you in the arse, and that's why you have to be careful with what you say and how you say it and how you present yourself through different podcasts and just out there because it's the internet. Everything is public knowledge.
This is why it's great that we grew up without cameras in our faces, right? We're
Yes,
able to go
it
out,
is.
live our best lives, get drunk, act a complete idiot, and go home, and there's no video footage that will resurface later, right? We don't have to worry about going on to Jimmy Fallon show and he's like, oh, I found this video of you doing. We don't have to worry about that because that's the generation that we're in now. Somebody's recording you, right? And no matter where you are, how safe you think this place is, somebody is watching every move that you make. And you know, when you go on a big, big, big show, this show is huge. Like there's politics, there's religion, and then there's Love Island, right? Like it's bigger than everything going on. There could be wars in multiple countries, but we will still be talking about Love Island because that's just how big this has become.
Exactly, like your shirt says, love.
It's Love Island. And also, I want to talk about the original cast, the people who started the show, right? So we're talking
Yes.
about Shelly, Hoda, Orlandria. We're no longer talking about Ulyssa because she's gone. Austin, Ace, Jeremiah, Nick, and Taylor. So those are the house openers. And a lot of them are still there, right? And I have reservations because, okay, so Hoda and Jeremiah got coupled up in the very, very, very beginning, and they kind of stuck with each other, and they kind of became the married couple of the villa, right? They were literally instantly in love, instantly married, instantly inseparable. And we kind of saw that all crash out because they went from the perfect couple who seemed to be in love to Hoda calling him the F word, the A word, the B word, any word that's inappropriate. Hoda had yelled that about Jeremiah at some point during that. And I want to ask you a question. So say, for instance, Gina, you were casted in on Love Island, and there's a guy on there that you really are interested in. How quickly would you get attached? Because some people are saying Hoda got attached so fast that I don't even know a good metaphor or anything analogy for it. It was so quick. It was like how quickly people catch COVID. Like it was just instantaneous. So how do you feel about that? And what do you think that says about Hoda? As a person that you can get attached to somebody that quickly.
Good question. I do think from like you either love her or you hate her, right? Like, and I've told you, like, I'm in the middle. Like, she has the times where she's okay, an okay person, and she has her off times where she's just pulls a 360 and you're like, who is this person? Like, just a few minutes back. Like I think there's some insecurities that she has to jump into a relationship so quickly, where it is a show about finding quote unquote connections, as
With
they
an
say.
connections with an S.
Yeah, connections, not connection. It's not the
Right.
love connection, it's Love Island, right? And so she should have explored more of her options because look how
Well,
many times she was on the chopping block.
you're right because the way this show works, and again, Gina and I are new to the show. We didn't start at season one. But what I've noticed is the show is constantly challenging your level of connection with someone. So they want you to connect with someone. They want you to build something. And then as soon as that foundation starts to grow, they put another super hot person in between you and that connection. And that's the whole purpose of the show. And I think a lot of people miss that. Love Island is actually, they want to test how deep someone can be connected to someone. And that by doing the Casa Amor, they're constantly trying to weasel somebody in between. It's kind of like a Love Island triangle. Like they want you to build a relationship with someone, and then they want to put someone in between that. And that's kind of where Hoda turned into, I call her a split personality, but I think a lot of people this season have been calling her Hurricane Hoda, is what I've been seeing.
Even her own castmates calls her, oh, there's Hurricane Hoda.
She does enter into the villa like a hurricane, and she takes the mood, and she flips it in the situation, and she gets mad. Okay, so every challenge, right? We've been watching the challenges, and the challenges are very physical. There's a lot of kissing, there's a lot of touching, there's a lot of craziness in these challenges. And Hoda seems to take every kiss that Jeremiah put on anyone other than her personally. And I think when you sign up for a show like this, obviously she had seen the show before. She knew that people's tongues.
She claims she never seen the show before.
Girl, bye. Bye, Hoda. Bye, Hoda. Yes, you did. You so signed up for a show and auditioned for a show and you didn't know what it was. Lies, lies. Come on. See, this is why I call her multiple personalities, because I think sometimes she believes the things that comes out of her mouth, even though they're ridiculous. Right. And I'm just watching her crash out every single episode. Like, she's always super emotional. And what's crazy for me is they all just met. Right. Well, excluding two people who we'll talk about later that knew each other. We're going to talk about that later. Two people actually knew exactly who they were when they got there, but we're going to get into that because there's some stuff about that. But to say that you get cast on a show, you meet somebody, and then within 24 hours, you're booed up, you're coupled up, and you're ready to fight anybody who wants to get in between that it's a little unstable, right? It's a little unsteady, unstable of someone. And I get people love hard, but you can't love anybody or anything in 24 hours, right? Like,
24 hours, 30 seconds.
when they decided to not see each other, I think I texted you. I was like, why are they breaking up like they were married for 15 years and have two kids and have to divide two houses and two cars? Like, that's the way that she was acting, like this was going to be a life-altering breakup. And I was like, girl, y'all just met. He don't even know your child. He don't even know where you live. He ain't never seen you in the US. Like, this is not that serious, right? Like, she made it seem like this breakup was going to destroy her.
Yeah, she there's a I sent it to you, but there was a recently there was something that the Love Island Instagram page had posted, like bullying's not tolerated and not accepted, right? I guess people are like bullies were going after cast members, family members and stuff like that, which is
Oh.
not that is completely unacceptable, not cool at all. Right, these people have lives outside of the show. All right, so that and to personally attack any of their friends or their family members is completely uncalled for. But people are just like in the comment section, they're like talking about how you're talking about abuse and bullying and whatnot. Maybe you guys need to rethink and get rid of Hoda. Right, like it was all the comments like. Dun, 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 dun.
Oh.
Like, get rid of her. Because she's the one who's being the bully. She's the one who's doing this. And yeah, like, it was just stuff
She
like that. It was.
went really hard on Jeremiah and she blamed a lot on him. Now, how do you feel? Do you feel like Jeremiah is in the wrong in any way? Because some people feel like he didn't do anything wrong and he was just kind of the victim of her lashing out. Do you feel like he led her on? Because we're going to talk about Nick in a little bit, and I feel like Nick is the master manipulator, but we're going to get into that in a second.
Well, the thing is, he could have put his foot down and could have said, whoa, this is like going way too fast, too soon, right? But he did it when it was too little, too late.
Right.
And I was hearing from somewhere or watching something, but again, allegedly, we like to use that word allegedly, that the producers had actually called someone to go to to Love Island. To discuss, like to do like an evaluation on Huda with her well-being, like her mental well-being, and then they determined that she was okay or whatever. I forgot where I saw it. I forgot to send it to you, but they did
Well,
nothing. determined that she was okay.
Let's
But
make
again, this is allegedly where I read or I heard about this. So whether it's true or not, I have no idea, obviously.
Something clear though, guys. Crazy in a relationship or crazy in love, like Beyonce would say, and crazy like padded room, they're not the same. They're close, but they're not the same because a lot of people behave in love erratically, right? They do things in love that require you to think twice and they don't think about it. But I don't think that she's padded room crazy, right? Like I just
No.
She gets attached to people too quickly and she has attachment issues and she's very jealous, you know, but that doesn't mean that she needs to be locked up in a asylum.
No, they just wanted to see what her well-being was to see whether or not she'd still be able to continue on the show or not, if it was mentally taking a toll on her.
Well, it is. And
Clearly,
again,
it is.
it is, but I always wondered why they were keeping her around. But also, Austin has never been removed from the show either. Okay, so what's your opinion on Austin, right? Because I was
You
talking.
know what? We always need the dud in every group, and he's just the dud. You know what? Like, when he opens his mouth, it's just like, oh my God, please. But then at the same time, it's just like, well, here we are. We're making fun of him, right? Like, who else would we be making fun of if it wasn't for him, right?
Every friend group has an Austin, right? Their
Yes.
personality-less weird guy, but he's fun, right? He's a fun person, and like I feel like hangout-wise, he would be fun to hang out with. But for the show, is he bringing anything to the show? And what's really weird to me is every time he's up for the chopping block, he gets saved or he's not removed. And I was like, what is he bringing to the show that he needs to be saved like every single time? Because I was thinking back, because at one point we lost Jeremiah, and I was like, so Jeremiah is gone, but we still got Austin. Like Jeremiah actually did have a connection with someone. Has Austin really ever really had a connection with anyone at all? Like, honestly.
I think he had a connection with Shelly, like, and they kept on going.
Think that
But he
was
was
like
just like irritated about this dang ass love triangle that her Ace and Shelly.
was that Shelly connection legitimate though? Do you think Shelly was it reciprocated? Do you think that Shelly had real feelings for Austin? I think Austin might have had real feelings for Shelly, but is Shelly out of Austin's league? I kind of feel like she is, right?
See, we're going to get into the whole Shelly and Ace thing. So I don't know if you want to jump into that now or.
Because I felt that Ace was never into Shelly and I felt like he was selling her short. Like, do you remember the conversation that they had where he was like, I don't like it when you call me Bae?
That wasn't Shelly.
Wait, who did he say that to? Did he say that to Alandra?
No, Amaya or Amaya.
Oh, he said that to Amaya. So when Ace said that, I was confused by that because when you tell a girl not to give you an enduring
Affirmation.
affirmation, it's like, I don't know. It's basically because he was like, well, I'm not saying I don't like you or I don't care about you. I don't want you saying that. And it just was odd to me. And it made me feel like Ace wasn't really looking for a connection with anyone. It kind of just felt like he was there to be on the show because it didn't really feel like he opened up very deeply to anyone. He was just kind of there to do whatever he needed to do to make somebody think he was interested enough that they would pick him if needed. Or what do you feel? How do you feel about Ace? Do you feel differently?
I don't know. I think he's always had, I've heard, whether it's true or not. We're not going to talk about what I sent you. We're going to talk about, I'm going to mention something else that he w had eyes on Hoda at first. But that's who he was going for initially, right? He had eyes on Hoda at first. So I don't know. But I do see some of the effort he's putting forward, or he was putting forward, because now everything has been flipped upside down with
Well,
Shelly, like with doing like.
forced to put in effort now. He's got to work hard now because, like you said, things the tables have turned and now it's not as easy. He's not skating by. like he was before. So now he has to showcase a little bit of effort, but I don't think he's doing it because he wants to. I think he's doing it because he has to. He ain't trying to go home.
Should we get into that other topic with the Shelly and Ace, or do you want to leave
Yeah,
that bombshell?
let's talk about that. So what tell me about what you sent me.
So what I sent, I needed George to catch up on everything before I started sending him stuff. That's the problem. So I had it saved on my Instagram. As soon as he saw the episode, I'm like, oh, send, 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 send. So apparently Ace and Shelly have known each other, and I heard as well Amaya has known Shelly as well because she liked one of her photos from
Well,
before Love Island started.
so wait, Ace, Shelly, and Amaya all know each other.
Shelly know or Amaya knows Shelly.
Like before they were on the show.
Yes, because she liked one of her pictures or something like that. Allegedly. We're going to go with allegedly. This is all allegedly.
But how do we know when they liked the photo? Like that's what's
I
interesting.
think it was like March or something like that. And then Ace, there's been speculations that Ace and Shelly have are actually seeing each other and actually a couple.
I've seen that.
And that's what I had sent you.
See,
Because
that kind
he is
of.
a TikTok dancer. Like he shows people how to dance and stuff like that, instructor on TikTok. And or he went on Instagram Live one day or something like that. And on Valentine's Day, he said, oh, say like everyone, all my viewers or whatever, he said, oh, say happy or happy Valentine's Day to my girl Shelly, apparently.
See, that kind of corroborates how I felt about Ace all along because I felt like he never was really trying to get to know anybody and he was doing the bare minimal and it didn't seem like building a real connection mattered to him. So maybe it didn't because his girlfriend was there the whole time. It probably would be difficult though to have Shelly there watching all of the kissing and interacting and things that they were doing. But I guess if you're in a strong relationship and you trust each other and you both have the same common goal, you know, maybe they know what they're doing. They know at the end of the day they're not cheating. They're doing what they
They both agreed to this. They both agreed to this, and they have their eye on the prize. So they both agreed to this.
How could this get past the producers, but I guess if you don't tell people that you're friends with people, they would never know, right?
No,
Because I
because like let's say it's like you have like you have a million, like not a million followers, but let's say you have a fair amount of followers, right? You're not looking at every single picture someone's posted to see how many likes you have, right? Or who commented, right? And then you're not like cross-referencing, right? Because that would take an ex like that would take a lot of work. Right, we have to face that if you're looking at to see who liked whose picture, who said this to what, like, especially if it's like an Instagram live, who, like, who, how are you going to retrace that back? It's alive. Once it's gone, unless you
right.
repost it.
No, you're right. You're right. This is interesting. And you know, this show, it's so popular and it's like become its own world. Like it's almost like it's its own island. Like it has its own government, its own republic. It's just this thing. So getting on this show is probably the goal of a lot of people. Because it changes the trajectory of your career. Like, even if you, like, for instance, Ace is like a TikTok person. This is gonna, whatever he was doing before he did the show, he's gonna be 50 times more successful now.
Exactly.
Because once you get on a show like this, where, and it's crazy because America's not only watching, but we feel like we're involved. We're voting, we're a part of it, we're picking our favorite.
America can vote and pick. Canada cannot. We get the short end of the stick.
Oh yeah, so they're not allowing you to vote. Is that so? How do they know where you are? Like, I was just
Because
curious.
I tried to download the app and I can't. I can't download the app on iTunes.
App is completely blocked from your jurisdiction. So technically,
Yeah, it just says like I cannot download the app in my region.
So technically, if somebody sent you a phone that had the app pre-downloaded on it, you probably could vote. Because
Yeah,
if
unless it reads
you
the IP address.
Yeah, because remember when TikTok was
TikTok.
if you had a phone that already had the app, they couldn't tell you not to. So technically, if you had a phone that already had it on there, so we're gonna have to look at eBay, Gina, and see if we can find you a phone that has the app on there.
I am fine. I do not need a phone to vote. I just am confident in the American voters. This like to vote off the right people. And Huda is one of them.
I am not confident in the American voters because Huda's still
Yeah.
there.
Huda's still
Jeremiah's
there.
not. So, I'm not super confident in what has been going on. I'm just gonna be real. I was very every time they purge someone from the island, I'm not 100% sure I agreed with it. So
Yeah.
I'm not confident in people's decision-making processes. I feel like there's definitely some things that could be done differently and better, right? But I want to talk about Bella. Remember Bella? She was the
I loved Bella. I absolutely loved her. I loved her. I don't know what it was about her. I absolutely adored her.
I liked her a lot. She was a prudy girl, right? She came on the show and she didn't want to kiss. She didn't want to do any of that stuff. And she was trying to be with Nick. And Nick was, he seemed like he was interested in her. And then he coupled up with, who did he couple up with? I can't remember her name,
Sierra.
Sierra. And he kind of was a player, right? Like he was leading both girls on. So he was making out with them both, giving them false hope. And he ended up having to decide Bella's fate. He decided to pick Sierra, and Bella was sent home. And it was really hard for all of the girls in the house. But I also felt like it sucked that she let her fate be in the hands of him, of all people.
I know.
He was such an I'm not trying to bash him. I think he's a good person somewhere deep down, really far, cold, buried
Well,
underneath.
he has to be, right? Like he is a nurse, so he has to have some sort of compassion in there.
Want to help people, but the way that he did Bella, it hurt me, and I'll just
Yeah, I know. I know. I was like crying. I'm like, oh my God.
well, the fact that she thought that things were going well, like he was making out with her in the photo booth, and he was doing the same thing with each girl. And it's funny because we recently lost Nick in the last recoupling, and what I said, I was like, well, that's what karma is, right?
Exactly,
Karma
exactly.
eventually caught back up with him, and it served him a cold dish of revenge, right? Because that's exactly how Bella felt when she got played the way that she did, and it really sucked. And I was really confused at why Nick was so popular after that, because I was like, all of these girls saw what he did to that chick, and then they're all giving him the time of day, and they're telling him that, oh, you're a good guy and you made the right decision and this was really difficult. And I was like, ladies, y'all gotta stick together a little bit more on this. Y'all should have saw that for what it was.
Yeah, but if it wasn't, then it could have been reversed, right? Like with Sierra, right? I like them both, but I do like Bella, and I just don't like the way she got played by Nick. If it was done differently, then maybe, but I just don't like how he played them both and like put them on a pedestal. But then Sierra was kind of pissed off when she found out that he had just made out with her with Bella as well. The same within the last like the 5 minutes within each other.
Well, yeah, that's what I was saying. And she still stuck with him too. Like, I don't know. I think that women are giving men too much power, and you can't accept that type of behavior. And if they're playing you, and I don't know, that whole thing was just crazy for me because I actually thought that Bella got played, and she should have never left as early on as she did. But you put all of your.
That's the way it has to go, unfortunately. That's the way the game is played, unfortunately. And I lived with that, but yeah.
It's love and torment and war, right? Like It's like you love people and then they torment you, and then, but that's kind of the game. That's what makes this show
Exactly.
interesting. They get to know people. They think they love, I don't want to say love, but they think they like the person, and then they.
They have a connection with them, and then that, and then it gets like wiped out from right at the bottom of your feet. Like,
It's
no, don't
almost
think so. Not today.
kind of like emotional warfare, right? Like you're coupled up, y'all are sleeping in the same bed, they're cooking breakfast for each other, and then one day out of nowhere you wake up and more people enter and they come and take everything that you have right from under you. It's kind of like emotional warfare, and I think that's why the show is so interesting. Because Gino, you know what really got me? I was watching the show and I was like, when you think you're in love and you think that you're really connected with someone, what if you're not? What if it's just that there's no one else around to challenge those feelings, right? Like, say for instance, you're in
That's why you're bringing in those bombshells, like boom,
a. I'm
bam.
wondering how many relationships aren't as strong as we think they are because there's no bombshells, like you said, being brought in to challenge our feelings. Like, it's easy for you to think that you love someone and you're in a relationship and you're stable. Like, look at Hoda and Jeremiah. It was super easy as long as there was no outside forces
Forces.
between them. But the second they started bringing in bombshells, we realized that that foundation was really weak. And I was like, well, what if there's like real relationships outside of the show in the real world that thinks th that they're strong and they think they have a good connection, but the right person brought into your space could prove that that's not true. And I was like, that's probably why this show is so popular. It's a real thing out there. It's very relatable in real life, because as long as you keep other hot people out of your relationship, it'll work. But the second you put hot people around you, it shows how everything starts to fall apart. And that's why there's so many controlling and manipulative and jealous people, like Hoda, for instance, in a relationship. You have to keep those people away in order to keep your foundation strong. But at the end of it, is your foundation really strong? If someone could come around and take someone from you, was that ever really a strong relationship or connection to begin with? Because that's what I was questioning.
Well, the thing is, like, by the time you build something, like, not a solid, it takes a while to create a found, like, a solid foundation for a relationship to grow. And the thing is, it's just like, you can't build a foundation within 2 days or 3 days, for example, right? Because then it's just like, thank you, next, right? Like, yeah, like it's always being switched. It's oh, how are you supposed to build a like that foundation with like when it's always being switched? You're always being switched around, and you're always finding connection. Like, it's great, they're finding connections with other people, but how can you build a solid relationship with one person if they're always switching you around at the end of the day?
Yeah, no, you're right.
Like,
I don't know. I was thinking about that though, because I was like, we saw a lot of strong, we thought strong connections fall apart so quickly just with the entering of new people. Because I was like, well, maybe that's why some people have been together for 10 years. It's because they just successfully keep hot people away from each other, right? Like, maybe that's the recipe.
Exactly. So, but it's what the show wants, right? It's what we want. Give the people what they want.
Well, the bombshells are not invited to any of the events, right? You only invite your ugly friends to the events. You don't keep any bombshells close by. But so I want to talk about this Casa Amor, what's going on right now, because it was very confusing. I think we had a long text exchange of me asking you, what's happening? I don't understand this. Who are these people? What's going on? Why are they in separate places? Like, I had this whole, I was confused, right? Well, first of all, you caught up with the show way faster than me. It took me over a week to get caught up. It took you like a weekend to catch up.
Yeah, because I don't have time to watch it. Like, I wouldn't have time to catch up on so many episodes unless it's on a weekend. So last weekend, I wasn't doing anything, and I watched the first episode on a weekday. And I'm like, I can't watch anymore, or else this is going to be trouble. And then I finally said, right? It was like, I think it was a Thursday or a Wednesday. And then I watched the rest of it on a Saturday. And then I watched one episode on Sunday. so I can get caught up to everything so it wouldn't interfere with any 90 day stuff. So I was done. And I'm like, oh my God, I need more. Like, I need more.
It's so
So.
funny because I was saying to you, I was like, oh, this is gonna be too hard for me to do. It comes on all the time. It's like every day. It's too much. But then once I started watching it, I was like, oh, what's gonna happen? I just keep starting
Right?
the episode. Well, what's gonna happen? What's gonna happen now? You know, so it's really funny because the first thing I thought of, I was like, well, first of all, their motto is flawed. It comes on too many times. It should be like once or twice a week. But it's not. Once you get into it,
No.
the episodes go by really fast. There's so much betrayal and backstabbing and evil stuff, but it's really cool to like get.
Ever since I started following you, ever since I started following you on Twitter and Instagram, I have never seen so many. Wait, what? Wait, what? Wait, what?
There's no predictability either on the show because, you know, I watch a lot of TV, I watch a lot of stuff. And I'm used to a lot of predictability. And every episode, I was like, wait, what are they doing? Wait, who is this? Wait, they're kicking off someone? Who are these new people? Like, I couldn't keep up with anything because it's just so unhinged. And I can't imagine what it's like for the people actually on the show. So it's like, you don't know what's going to happen. Every season, they
No.
keep up, right? Like nothing happens exactly the way it did last season. So imagine you're living on this in this villa, you're on this island, and you're literally you have no clue what's ahead of you. You just wake up and you don't know if new people are going to show up. You don't know if there's an elimination. You don't know if there's a challenge. You literally don't know if there's a recoupling. You're living on the edge, right? And it
Yep, basically.
that's how I felt too, because I was like, a recoupling. We just did a recoupling. Why did a recoupling? Why did we like? It was just like. We literally just did that. And then right after we did the one recoupling, now for the Casa Amor, everyone's single again. So nothing
Yep.
matters. And it's just, I think, and it's funny because now that we're doing that, I kind of feel like we're watching a new season almost because there's so many new people. It's almost like
Yeah.
we're watching a new season. And it's like, yeah, we have the original cast mixed in, but there's more new people than old people at this point. So and it's like I find myself like trying to remember names because they used to just introduce like one or two people at a time, right? And that's enough. And for the Casa Amor, I think they introduced five guys, six girls, or something, or vice versa. It's too
Yeah,
many.
something like that.
It's too many. So now I'm confused. Now I don't know who anybody is. And oh, and I had just learned Pepe. I just learned Pepe and Jalen, and then they kicked Jalen off right after I learned his name.
He's the one that had over five of like he got 500,000 like Instagram subscribers.
I saw that, and he was only on
Yeah.
for
For
four
three
episodes.
episodes, three, 4 episodes.
So 400,000 people in three episodes. That just shows you the craziness. And what's crazy even about that, I barely noticed him on the show. He didn't really have like a huge
He
impact.
didn't, yeah, he didn't stand out.
Well, right. He was there. But I think there's like a guy who's 6'8" or something really ridiculous. I think his name is, what was his name? It was a guy, he was like 6'8". And all the girls were like, you know, obsessed because, you know, somebody that tall. But I had just learned Pepe's name, and then they introduced all these new people, and I was like, now I give up. Now they're gonna have to start.
It JD?
Oh, JD. Yeah, he came in and he kind of was the main interest of all these. I remember when Pepe came in, he was the main interest of all the ladies. And then what was the girl's name that just came in for the Casa Mora? She speaks Spanish. She's really, really, really pretty. Is it Adrina, Adrania, something like that?
Yeah, something like that. They're all so gorgeous. Like all the women on the show are damn. The
I mean,
girls got screwed over at Casa Amore because I don't find the men that attractive looking on that end. But the women,
well,
woo!
they got a lot of tatted, tall guys. And I guess for the ladies, that's got to be your type, right? It's got to be your,
Yeah.
there's a lot of tatted, tall guys, but the girls they got for the guys, it's definitely not going to be easy, you know, to decide who you want to stay with, who you want to build a new connection with. I don't envy them. Because at the end of the day, there's millions and millions of people watching. So no matter what decision you make, somebody's gonna be mad at you. Because
Exactly.
everybody is like pissed off. Well, when Jeremiah didn't pick Huda, remember he opened his door and
Yeah, I was just like,
that was
oh my God.
it was a huge moment, right? She unlocked her door for him. He didn't pick her, and it was crazy. She's on the ground, she's crying, she's hurt. And I don't want anyone to be hurt, but I do feel like that it was the end of a toxic era, right? Like they were
Exactly.
together. And at some point, okay, so what got me was right before that scene, she was talking to the other castmates in the villa, and she was saying, F that dude, and I can't stand him, and oh, don't even try to get to know me. I hate you. But
Yeah.
she unlocks her door for him. And I was like, that's a
Right?
level of toxicity that's just intolerable. Like, you can't go from F you, I hate you, you're the worst person on the planet, to pick me, I love you. Like that's probably Gina why they wanted to make sure she was okay up here. Because you can't love somebody and hate them at the same time. I think that's literally what insanity is, right? And I feel like
Yeah, he when he picked Iris's doors, everybody's reaction was like, "What?"
but it wasn't surprising for me though, because I felt like he was already tired of the drama, right? How long can you really put up with? Because no matter what he did, like, okay, for me, in my opinion, Gina, no matter what Jeremiah did, he was always wrong and she was always angry with him. How long can you really tolerate, no matter what you pick, no matter what direction, left, right, up, down, it's always wrong. You're always hurting her. You're always a liar. You're always manipulating. You're always leading her on. She always kept saying, "You don't do enough. You don't show me that you love me, or you don't show me that you care." Like, no matter what he did for her, it was nothing. Remember when somebody else made pancakes and she was like, "You shouldn't be letting people," and I was like, "Is this really what we're talking about? Like, is that seriously a fight?" Because
Well, yeah, because of like, oh, you under because she he undercooked the pancakes or he didn't bring breakfast on time for her. And he's just like, there's only one oven, like there's only one like stovetop. What do you want me to do? Somebody else was making food. Like, honestly.
this was a mirror into what their relationship could be, right? And it's like, I would like to wake up every day and not be the worst enemy of the person that I'm with. And it's like, in the beginning, it did seem like they were married and they were going to be fine. And I believed in the Huda Jeremiah dream. I was sold the pipe dream. I bought the pipe dream. I was flying it like a kite in the beginning. I thought it was real. And then as things started to fall apart, I was like, whoa, this would end in cops getting called. That's how toxic I felt like it was gonna get. And I was like, imagine this is only a couple weeks in, it's already this toxic. Imagine if they were outside the house, they were living together.
I knew she was crazy when. Remember when they were they I think they brought in some bombshells. I forgot who maybe it was the time when they brought in Iris, the
Iris with
bombshell.
the whips. She came in with the whip. Remember, I remember when Iris came in. She came in with the
It
whip.
was when they were like locked up, if you remember when they were like all locked up and
Yeah.
then they would have that turn and she like looks, she'd be like, I'd watch it if I were you, something like that. It'd be like, this is a challenge, like this, like what is wrong with you? He didn't say a peep when it happened to you. Now you're the one who's turning your head, telling this girl she better watch it.
Well, see, that's the double standard too, right? Because you're right. She had her tongue all down somebody else's throat too. But it's when he did it is when it was wrong. And those are the double standards that make relationships toxic. Because you can't hold somebody accountable for something that you won't hold yourself accountable for. She's like, "Oh, well, I'm just participating in the challenge because that's what we're doing on the show." But you shouldn't be participating in the challenge because that's not right.
You shouldn't like this challenge because you have like, girl. Okay, I'm sick and tired. Like, I'm sure there'll be more Hoda drama tonight. So, moving on with Hoda, because
Yeah,
we'll touch base with her again. We'll be back.
we'll be talking more about her. But oh, so at the end of last night's episode, okay, guys, we're not current. There's an episode on tonight that we haven't seen. We're talking about last night. So at the end of not last night, tonight before,
Tuesday.
Tuesday, Nick and Olandra were purged from the island, but something happened. They didn't say that they were leaving Fiji. They said that they had to leave. And then when Nick was leaving, Olandra was in the SUV waiting for him. So what do you think this means? Because, I don't know. I'm like, wait, what?
No, everybody doesn't know, and there's only up to like speculations that they're going to show up again and be new bombshells. There's other speculations that they're going to just show up
I like
randomly when.
the idea of bringing them back later on. So letting them build new connections with these new people and then bringing those back because they already had really strong connections with people already. And that would cause more chaos. Because when you think out of sight, out of mind, you're going to start working on something new. But if they were to bring Nick and Olandra back after the, after, people thought that they were gone, that would make it chaotic. And then people who are in a new coupling or in a new relationship would think twice. They're like, well, if I still had a chance, because when Jeremiah left, nobody wanted that, and there were people who wanted to build relationships. Who was Jeremiah talking to? I can't remember her name. She
That Andrina, that new bombshell that just came in.
was really mad because she was like, we were building something real. So like if they were to back, wait a week or two and bring him back, that would throw, what do you call it, a wrench in the system, because you think
And
that
I am so for it if they do that.
well,
I'm
they
so for
are
it.
original people from the very first episode, and they did build a lot of good connections with people. They would be perfect to come back in and give people a run for their money. And I think that that's something that I would love to see. But again, I never know what's going on. I'm always tweeting, wait, what are they doing? Wait, who is this? Wait, what? Because I
What?
don't know what they're gonna do. I think that's,
What?
I'm so hooked on the
I
show.
know. I know.
I
Can you
watched.
see why I watched all the episodes in like a weekend?
Well, I
Like,
watched
but I.
the first one and I texted you. No, I was 15 minutes into the first one and I texted you and
20 minutes. 20 minutes you're in, you're like, okay, I'm hooked
I
on
was like,
Twitter.
I'm hooked. I was like, I'm hooked. And you were like, that's it. I was like, I'm hooked. The first, remember when it first came on and there was like a 7 minute long like
Oh,
TikTok
that
video?
was the most cheesiest thing. Yeah.
Well, why did I like it though?
I don't know. I don't know.
No,
But
maybe.
now they don't play that 7-minute introduction
I
video.
know, and I'm a
They
little.
don't.
They could at least give us like a 45 second, like shortened version.
Yeah.
I don't. I really liked it. I was obsessed when I was first watching it, and that came on. I was like, I don't know if I'm gonna be able to watch this because I was like, this is really cheesy. I was like, what is it?
Easy.
But after I was like, I don't know. Why do I like it? Like, why did like trying to watching Austin try to dance with rhythm was really like humorous to me. Like I was like, I don't know why, but I was like, this is really weird, but it's cool. Oh, speaking of, Megan Thee Stallion was on, and there was a twerking contest, and
Yes, there was.
that was really interesting. And
That was hot.
was the best twerker is Hurricane Huda herself.
But yeah, there's like I think Shibuti said it there, or someone had said it, like they're like or I was reading online somewhere where it was just like, nah, she just can't be a fitness trainer. She had to be like some sort of stripper before in her past life. Like there is no way, no way.
Definitely worked the pole like someone who had worked the pole, right? Like she definitely knew what she was doing. And but I guess being a fitness trainer doesn't necessarily mean you're not a dancer. I don't know.
Fitness trainer by day, dancer by night.
She definitely had it. I get why Jeremiah was so intrigued by
Made
her.
him.
It's really funny though, because the people that I thought were going to be an amazing twerker were not. And I was really shocked by that. And then the guys really had to try really difficult, like really hard because
Well,
it
you
was
guys
kind
don't really have an ass. That's kind of biased.
unfair advantage, right? Like, because twerking is really a girl dance. So
It is. It really is.
Even a guy with rhythm, he's not going to twerk because it's just not fair. But
No.
Megan was nice about it and she gave a couple of people a point, and
She gave Austin a point.
Yeah, that was really weird. Is it Austin is like the tallest person in the world, right? Like, so whenever he's doing anything that has to do with rhythm, he kind of looks like a what do you call those things with like six legs, but they're not spiders, they're like crabs.
I was gonna say a giraffe, but
Oh,
okay.
that could work too. He just looks so weird because he's just a
Hey,
cute.
but he got that point.
He did what he had to do at the point.
He did what he took one for the team. He got one for the team. So, you know,
Sometimes you gotta do what you gotta do. But
she could have given a point to Taylor and she didn't.
right. That's what I said. I was like, the guys really had to step it up. And the fact that Megan Thee Stallion is so invested in the show, I thought was really funny because I was like,
Yes. And the whole pop culture, the whole freaking like Vinny from Jersey Shore is into it. Like I sent Shibuti, somebody like Demi Lovato. Like there's so many people that it's crazy. It's so many people that's into this right now, and it's just not us being psychos.
yeah, it's I just was it was really cool for me because I was like, well, look at Megan being a normal regular person like all of us, and she that's with the same stuff as us. But it's like she's like I said, it turned into a pop culture phenomenon, and kind of like how 90 Day Fiance kind of took on a life of its own. And but the funny part is 90 Day Fiance, it didn't really catch on until COVID.
Yeah.
When COVID is really what catapulted that show into mainstream. But this show, it's kind of just taken, we don't have any weird viruses going around. People just love this show, right? It's because it's so unpredictable. And there's other shows like this, but I think this one is special, right? It's different. It's not, Gina, we're watching 90 Day Hunt for Love, and we were having this conversation before. This sh Hunt for Love is molded after Love Island. You can tell.
It is. They're trying. They're trying. They're trying. 90 Day Fiance is trying.
They are, what do you call it, culturally appropriating things from the show. Like they are taking ideas and they're running with it, but it'll never be Love Island because Love Island is so unpredictable. You can't copy something that's constantly evolving. And I think
No.
makes it to where the other shows can't keep up because like Ariana keeps saying, she's like, this is the first time we've done this, or we didn't do it this way last year. Like every opportunity they have
Awesome.
evolving into something new. So no one can copy it specifically because they're not even doing the same thing that they did before.
Exactly. So it just takes it, it elevates it on another level. And I think I told you, like, if they get, like, we know Chelsea Handler. Or Chelsea, was it Chelsea Handler or who loves it? John Legend's wife. What's her name?
Oh, Chrissy Teigen. Chrissy Teigen.
Chrissy Teigen. We know Chrissy Teigen is a 90 Day Fiance fan. Why she hasn't been on it yet? Not maybe on an episode of Pillow Talk for like 15 minutes, or maybe on doing a tell-all for like 15 minutes is beyond me if she's such a fan. But yet Megan Thee Stallion comes on and has a twerking contest. And brings out two bombshells.
I mean, you should capitalize if you have such an amazing fan base, Megan Thee Stallion. And not only did they reach out and she was excited about
She
being on,
actually knew what was going on.
she knew every cast member. She was excited to be there. It was almost like for 1 second in time, Megan Thee Stallion was just like us, which is
Yeah.
unbelievably hard to fathom because she's Megan Thee Stallion. She's larger than life. She's the biggest person ever. It's just weird because for like one brief moment she was me and you walking into the villa. Like she was just as excited.
Exactly.
I know. I was like, wait, you're just as excited as I would be. Like you're Megan Thee Stallion. Like you can fill a stadium full of people, but she was just as excited to see them as they were to see her. And that's how the phenomenon has taken over. Like it's a pop culture event. Like
It really is.
it's making everybody like the same. Like us, Chrissy Teigen, Megan, we're all the same. We're all in awe of this phenomenon.
Exactly. And like I told you before, I'm like, this is giving me when I before I when I started watching it, I'm like, the house itself is like I used to watch this show in Europe called when I'd go to Portugal for vacation called Secret Story. And the layout of the house kind of reminds me of what I that secret story, which is basically you get people in the house, some are and they all have secrets, and the thing is the goal is to find out what each secret is, right? Anyways, but I was telling you, Mike, the layout of this villa reminds me kind of the same layout as the one that I've been watching in Europe. Different concept, different show altogether, but that layout altogether, and I think that's what brought me in too, is like, okay, yeah, here we go.
It reminded me of Big Brother. And I don't want to age myself, but there was a show called The Real Life. And it was like bright villa mansion type show. But Big Brother, like, I don't know, for some reason these shows they use a lot of these bright colored, larger
Yes.
locations. And it kind of it draws you
I
in.
think it's like the eye-catching, like it's like I think whoever is the marketing genius behind that is it like they've done tests, obviously. They've done their homework.
Probably subliminal. We don't even know why we're drawn
Exactly.
to what we are. But yeah, I definitely believe that. But we're gonna watch tonight's episode and then we're gonna come back and talk to you. And we're gonna do like shorter, quicker recaps throughout.
Yes, because like we're recapping from everything from episode one to where we are today. So,
Yeah,
but
we'll do
we
like.
didn't talk about Taylor. We didn't talk about Taylor. What do you think of
Oh,
him?
the cowboy. Okay.
Yeah.
He's really goofy, right? Like, he's really.
He is, but I love that. Like, and I love that he took his time with Alandria because she's so sweet.
I mean, I love Alandria. You're right. I think that, I mean, he seems really nice. I don't get why the girls like him so much, but that's why they like him, right? Like, I'm
I
never.
think it's because he's a Southern gentleman, right? So it's hard to find that
A
sometimes,
Southern
those qualities sometimes.
cowboy gentleman, I guess, and there's not a lot of that left out,
Exactly.
and I think what is he from Alabama? Is that what he said? I can't remember what he said. I remember he was from somewhere where he had literal cows and horses.
Cows and horses, yeah.
And that's pretty, or maybe that was Alondria who said she
They're both
they're
like
both from the
from
South,
the south. They're
not
both from the
the
south. I
same place.
think, oh, no, I think Alondria, her family's from Alabama, if
And
I'm not
maybe I think
mistaken.
Luke was from Texas or something like that.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
I mean, I'm from the South. I grew up in Louisiana, and I could be more removed from the Southern lifestyle. Like, no, I did grow up like riding horses, and doing the Southern stuff. But like as an adult, I haven't rode a horse since I was a kid. I don't do any of the Southern stuff, so I couldn't be real removed from it. But I definitely understand the culture. Like going back home, it's like going into another world. Like the Southern lifestyle.
It's an appreciation for like, when I go back home as well, it's an appreciation of the nature. It's appreciation of what you have at home that you don't really have there. Not that to say like to the point where, oh, you're living in Boom Hill nowhere where there's no internet. No, not saying that, but like it gives you a better appreciation of what you have. Like I won't take the country life over the city life. Heck no, I'm a city girl all the way, but it when I go visit my family back home, it's all like in a village, a small remote village where it's all like nature and trees and you're breathing in that natural air, right? Where you're not getting that smog and it's just like refreshing.
Yeah,
So
I call it the simple life. Remember Paris?
yeah, the simple life
Felt
basically.
that when you were younger and things were way simpler. Like when I go back,
Yeah.
I do like that about it. I was like, oh, this is just, it's like a small town and everybody.
It's calm, it's chill, like everything is on,
It's
like
a nice,
whatever time.
it's a little reset. You go back to that little.
Yeah.
That simple world before things got too complicated. But yeah, those two. But yeah, Taylor's goofy for me, and he seems fun, but he's goofy. And I was like, so Gina, do you want a goofy dude? Is that like something that?
I do like to laugh myself, so if I can get all the boxes checked mark. I do like someone to make me laugh as well, right? Because I'm the type of person, and you've known me for a long time, that if I fall on my ass, you better be laughing with me, because I will be laughing so hard at myself. You better be laughing, your ass better be laughing with me versus helping me up. Like, you better be on the
Oh,
floor laughing your head off, ass off too.
you know, I send you videos of people falling. Like
We
that's,
do all the time.
and I've seen people fall in real life, and I could not stop laughing. Like, and I know it's not nice, and but I just can't stop laughing. Like, it's hilarious.
But I think it's the person's personality. If you're the type of person that if you fall and you're laughing at yourself, you have that right to laugh at other people that are falling.
I have fallen in very public places. I remember I was walking, this was back in Ohio, and I was walking up a street, and there was a crap ton of people. Like, it was at the end of an event, and there's cars in the street. I'm walking next to the street, and there's like people walking on the sidewalk. And I was taking a shortcut because I was an idiot. I was taking a shortcut, and there was a gate that was like on the ground, but it was like a little pole. Hard to explain. But I decided to walk over that, so I could like get away from all the people. But it's Ohio, so it's covered in ice. And I step on the gate, and the second my foot hits the little pole, I immediately my feet go up in the air, and I fall like back first onto the ground. And like 30 people are right there, right in my face. Everyone's laughing, and I'm just like, oh, this is fun. This is really fun. And I was hurt too. Like, it wasn't just like I fell, like I hurt myself too. So it was, but I still laughed because it was hilarious. Because
Exactly. Because what would you do if it was someone else? You would laugh your ass off. I've fallen many times in my drunken days at the bar, and I fucking laughed it off. Or what am I gonna do? Cry about it? No. I fell this past winter time in my parents' village, because it's like very steep on black ice. Not once, but twice. Like, no one was around, but I still laughed because I'm like, I can't believe this happened. But I'm shit out of luck. I can't believe this happened. So, oh God. So what do we think about TJ, the
oh, TJ.
dud?
He came in the house kind of strong. He was really what's the word? Critical of the girls kissing, right? So when he came in, he gave all the girls a low score, which I don't know what he was trying to do specifically.
I don't know what the hell he was thinking with that.
It left him uncoupled and vulnerable, which is exactly what he deserved. Like, you can criticize people, but the second you meet them, the first thing that you say shouldn't be criticism. That's just
No.
to a bad start. And I don't know if he's just like really cocky, or I don't know what his approach was specifically. But excuse me, I don't know. I mean, oh, he also said he looks like Justin Timberlake. What do you think about that? Because
No,
I
he
know
does
that
not look
you're a boy band fanatic. So what do you think about?
fanatic. I am. Hell to the no. What? Austin looks more like a boy band member than this TJ guy does. Okay.
Well, he said that lots of people say that he looks like Justin Timberlake.
He does not. He need no.
And by
Weird. No.
lots of people, he means the different people that live in his head. Because
Exactly. Exactly.
I've been to a Justin Timberlake concert. I don't see that. You know, like, I don't see
No. No.
reminds
No.
me of the guy from Dawson's Creek. Do you remember there's a guy on Dawson's Creek? His name was like Joshua Jackson. Do you remember
He's
him?
from here. He's from here.
I thought TJ looked like Joshua Jackson.
Yeah, I can see it. I can see it.
I could see, but TJ's probably too young to know exactly who Joshua
No.
Jackson is. He
Yeah,
wouldn't
exactly.
know that he looks like that person because he's a fetus and he doesn't know like things that happened more than 10 years ago because he was barely alive. So it's because I was like, yeah, that's the wrong celebrity. But because that's what I was thinking when he was thinking, oh, they say I look like a celebrity. And I was like, oh yeah, the guy from Dawson's Creek. I can see that. What was his name on Dawson's Creek? Okay, I know there was Pacey, there was Darson. What was his
I
name?
want to say Jake, but it's probably not Jake. I never got into Dawson's Creek. I don't know why.
You did
Wasn't it? I know. I
it?
know.
Yeah. So wait, did you watch One Tree Hill?
No, I didn't get into that either. I was a devoted 90210 fan.
Oh yeah, I watched that, but I was more into Melrose Place. Did you
Oh, I
watch?
like Melrose Place too, and Models Inc.
Oh yeah, Models Inc. I was into that too. Yeah, I definitely.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they relaunched Saved by the Bell, do you remember they relaunched it? It was on like Peacock.
Yes.
I watched that.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't really into the first Saved by the Bell, but then they relaunched it. I was kind of into that. But there's an oh, the OC. Did you watch the OC? It had I can't remember her name. It was a little pretty white girl, really skinny. Mishka Barton.
Lauren? Oh,
Mishka.
Mishka Barton. Yeah. I didn't, but I did watch The Hills.
Oh yeah, I watched The Hills. Yeah, I watched The Hills.
Okay.
I watched all of the bad, trashy TV. I watched.
Oh yes. Oh, what do we all think about Amaya? Amaya Papaya.
I actually like Amaya. I would
I
want.
love her. I
I
love
would
her. I
want
just
to be
think she's
coupled
shit
up.
out of luck.
I would want to be coupled up with her. I actually think not first, she's beautiful, but second, I like her personality and I think she's
I
genuinely
do too.
honest. And I don't know, I've always liked her. So the lack of love that Amaya has been shown is crazy to me because I feel like
I know.
she's not just beautiful, but she's smart and genuine and honest, and she's not a game player and she's not a liar. And you know, I don't know, I just feel like when they aren't picking her and they aren't showing her love, it's really confusing for me. Because I was like,
Yeah, it breaks my heart because she's such, I love her. Like,
I
I
would
don't
love
know what it
how
is about her.
we would be coupled up. Like me and Amaya would totally be coupled up. I think that she puts everything out there. She wears everything on her sleeve and she's just
She
real.
wears her heart on her sleeve. Yeah, definitely. She doesn't play games. She doesn't hide.
I don't want no mysterious people. I don't want to guess what people think. I want to know. And I feel like Amaya is like real. If she's feeling it, she'll tell you. If she's not, she'll tell you. That's what I want. And I don't know. I feel like the guys are they're scared of a girl that knows what she wants, right?
Exactly.
She's
Or
getting
they
the lack of
themselves
love.
don't know what the fuck they want.
Well, yeah, I think the guys they want whatever they want right now, and I think that's how they think. And I think Amaya is she's too advanced in her feelings and in herself for the guys. The guys are just I don't know. I think somebody said Austin is like the equivalent of a 14-year-old boy, and they're probably right, right? Like they're not emotionally equipped to be in a relationship. They're
No.
right. So that's probably why.
She's too good for them. She's too good for them.
She's too advanced, she's too good, and she can find the right guy, right? The right guy
Exactly.
might not be there, but he's there. I appreciate her. And if
I
a
appreciate I
girl
like
there,
her.
they don't appreciate her, that's their loss. Cause I when she was brought in, I was like, wow, beautiful. But it's the personality that works for me though. Cause a lot of the girls on the show are really beautiful. Like Hannah, I thought was really beautiful. I didn't like her personality. So I think
No, because she was like crying about everything. Like, first she cried about when Charlie left. And then I was like, oh, a day later, you're with Pepe. You're fine now because you seem to be getting banged
well,
somehow.
she was kind of with Pepe before Charlie left, if we want to get real. He was still in the house.
They had a connection just before Charlie left, if you remember.
No, I
Like, she made a
remember.
big deal.
Remember
Did she remember?
in the speakeasy? Do you remember her and Pepe? She wasn't crying about Charlie then.
No, she wasn't. But
She
then
was.
her and Charlie talked after, and they were having like a deep conversation. Oh, but that didn't stop you 2 days later. But like, I
Yeah.
saw the video. I saw the video. What you were doing that night, you freak.
Yeah, it I thought she was beautiful, yeah, Hannah, but yeah, personality-wise, it would always be Amaya would win for me with the personality.
Yeah, definitely.
I got
Definitely.
right? We can't just look at each other. We conversation too, right? Like looking at a pretty person all day is not going to be enough.
Exactly. And I think the only part we've talked about, we touched base on Charlie, touched base on Jalen because he was there for 3 days. Poor guy. Touched base on Hannah. like just right now, because yeah, we know our thoughts about her. Definitely touch base on Jeremiah, TJ, Taylor, Pepe as well, Pepe Le Pew. I think the only person we haven't talked about really is Iris, but she's just a basic white girl. She gives me yacht girl vibes.
I don't know. Is she the one from Calabasas?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, no. Okay, yeah, you're right. She's very basic. She's pretty, you know, but she's like a bombshell in my opinion. I like her, but I don't know if I want to couple up with her, if that makes sense. I don't know
Yeah,
if
because she was the one who was the couple up with Jeremiah, wasn't she?
Yes. Yes,
So
she was.
then basically, they basically friend zoned each other and they were fine with it, right? But she's like, if she's not attached to somebody, she's like a guy's girl. Or a girl's, like, you know what I mean? Like, she's really like yacht girl, right? Like, she's very like, and like, sometimes I have more guy friends than I do girlfriends too, but I ain't no hoe. But she gives me like yacht girl vibes from Calabasas. Like, and like when people are like, oh, you must be loaded. Oh, you know, we're middle class, we get by. No, I think there's more to that.
I've been to Calabasas. There's no middle class people in Calabasas. I'm just gonna be
But she
honest.
makes it sound like she is, though.
Well, it's not a thing, okay? Okay, back in the day, the Kardashians had a store in Calabasas,
Yep.
called
Wasn't it Dash?
Dash. Yeah, and I visited this store before, and I'm just gonna tell you right off the bat, nobody in that city is middle class. It's a very high-end place. The homes are so whatever she's selling to you or everybody in America that, oh, we're just a normal family. I would love to see a picture of the house where they live because I guarantee you it's not anybody's normal 2.5 kid, one car garage. This is Justin Bieber lives in Calabasas. Okay, let's be realistic. There's no normal people with a little bit of money that can even afford. Right? Like you can't even afford the shop there. Driving through there will cost you a few thousand dollars. So I don't know what she's trying to prove. And there's
I don't know either.
nothing wrong with coming from a silver spoon. If that's where you come from, that's where you come from. But saying that she's just a normal middle class girl, don't lie. Don't lie. Ain't no middle class people in Calabasas. That's
The, I think if the whole cast knows that too, they're like, I don't know about that.
Well, right. We've all been there. I know exactly where Calabasas is. I've been there. I actually went to the Dash store while some of the Kardashians were in it. This place is just, it's a whole nother level of, you know, Hollywood is really nice, but Calabasas is nicer. Like, let's just be realistic. It's nicer. It's a beautiful place, and you gotta be somebody to be there. You're in.
Exactly. You're not nobody.
Right.
Maybe I'll have to do a little bit of snooping and find out
Yeah, her
what's
dad is
going on with that.
the executive of something, right? Her dad is the executive of something. I don't know what, but he's not just somebody. They got a lot of money. So yeah. And you know, underselling where you come from, I get it. Sometimes you don't want to be known for what's the never.
Being so and so's daughter, being blah
Yeah.
blah, like,
Like
I
a
get
nepo
it.
baby. I think they call it a nepo baby. Like, what's her name? Rashida Jones. I think her dad is James Earl Jones. Isn't that what it was? And a lot of people didn't know that because she really worked really hard that her acting career and the things that she did never were brought on by her dad. A
A
lot.
lot of people will shy away from using a parent or a relative's last name or whatnot
Yeah.
to get to where they are, and that's admirable.
It can undersell your talent because a lot of people.
Exactly.
Oh, well, they must not be talented. Oh my gosh, you know what they say about Jaden Smith? They're like, oh, Jaden Smith thinks he's really talented because he's Will Smith's kid. Jaden Smith has done things that showcase talent, but unfortunately, nobody pays attention because they always go back to, oh, that's Will Smith's son. So he whatever opportunity that he has been given, his dad gave it to him. So it can undersell you. So I would understand trying to separate yourself so people will give you a shot. That's what a lot of people on The Masked Singer say. They say, well, nobody would have ever taken me seriously if they knew exactly who I was. And that's kind of how it works, you know, with people that come from famous families.
Exactly. And I think we've caught up with everybody.
Whoa, that was a lot. Okay, but yeah, our next one
That was.
is gonna be a shorter though, because we were doing it up till now. So yeah, it'll be like 10 or 15 minutes each time. So it'll be easier to keep up with. And we'll like fire off all the topics and stuff. But this was fun. I'm obsessed. Everybody that's watching Love Island,
Obsessed.
make sure y'all are live tweeting too if you are watching, because I love to live tweet the show. So if you're not following me, I'm going to put our ads in here so you can follow and live tweet so we can all be a part of the conversation, right? Because I feel like it's.
The new episode is out already on my app.
I'm going to go stream it. All right, guys. Thank you for joining me. I'm George Massey.
Thanks,
This is
guys.
Gina. This is the George Massey Show, obviously. It's our return episode. I'm really excited about that. But yeah, go stream Love Island and then be back here soon, because we're gonna do another recap really soon. All right, guys, we'll talk to you soon.
Good night.